Several weeks ago, as we were walking through the journey of Lent, following that Lenten road that brought us through the events of Holy Week and ultimately to the joy of this morning, I read that sentence by Barbara Johnson, which caused me to pause, where she writes, "We are an Easter people living in a Good Friday world." There is certainly the darkness of Good Friday that surrounds us, whether it is the suffering of a pandemic, the loss of a loved one, the fear we have for our children as they are growing up, the pain of our mistakes or division within families. But we are an Easter people, which means we look beyond the darkness that we find around us and we cling to a hope that we live as if the world is defined by the light of the world. Now, this does not mean that Easter gives us a pair of rose-colored glasses where everything looks perfect. Because on this day, years ago, as the Gospel of John says, the story begins while it was still dark, that they walked to the tomb that morning surrounded by darkness. But then, after Mary Magdalene went to share the news that she found the stone had been rolled away, she went back with the others. She was worried that the Roman authorities had stolen Jesus' body in the middle of the night. And she stood outside the tomb as others went in to investigate, and she wept. Honestly, Mary's tears had not stopped since Friday, because she had stood near the cross. She had heard the cries of Jesus. And then on Saturday, the only companion for her grief was utter silence. So perhaps it was the tears, but when Jesus said, "Whom are you looking for?" she did not recognize him. She assumed Jesus was the gardener, and in knowing Jesus, that doesn't seem far-fetched. He was constantly telling stories about trees bearing good fruit and planting in good soil and seeing seeds bringing forth new life, that Jesus always looked a little bit like a gardener, that he was so much like that sower that he talked about, throwing seeds out in all directions. Like when he came upon that crowd on the other side of the Sea of Galilee and they were hungry and the disciples did not know what to do. It would take 6 months' wages to feed all of them. But Jesus took 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and started to throw the seeds of compassion out in all directions. Or like where he said, "Abide in me as I abide in you," in the same way that a branch abides in the vine, that the seeds of grace and justice would continue over time to bear good fruit. Like he said, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. That perhaps Jesus looked like a gardener because the seeds of grace continue to grow over time. Finally, Jesus said Mary's name. And what Mary's eyes could not see, her ears could not deny, she said, Rabboni, meaning teacher, reminding us that we continue to learn over the course of a lifetime. Like seeds planted in the ground, or a branch that abides in the vine, or the Spirit leading us to all truth, that we continue to learn what it means to live as an Easter people in a Good Friday world. And living as Easter people requires such hope. I cannot claim to have a green thumb, and I can't take credit for anything that grows in my yard. But over the years, we have planted several of the Easter lilies that have adorned this sanctuary under a tree next to our driveway. And our yard is full of nothing but red clay. And we don't get nearly enough sun because of all of these huge pine trees. So I'm amazed every year when these Easter lilies break through the ground yet again. It reminds us that the hope of Easter cannot be stopped. And they tried everything they could to stop Jesus. When they went to arrest him, they brought swords and clubs. And they went in the middle of the night, leaving nothing to chance. And even after Jesus was safely dead, they posted guards outside the tomb. They tried everything they could to stop him. But Easter cannot be stopped. It's like that tradition of Lent where some churches on Ash Wednesday will bury the Alleluia. That since Lent is a time of repentance, they do not sing or say Alleluia for 40 days. They set it aside. Some churches will even write the word Alleluia on a piece of paper, go outside on the church property, dig a hole, and bury it for 40 days. But when a church tries not to sing Hallelujah for 40 days, it is amazing what happens. That Alleluia, which was taken for granted, starts to sit on the tip of the tongue. That you cannot wait to sing Alleluia again. Because Easter cannot be stopped. That it continues to teach us over the course of a lifetime. Like Peter, who sat down with Cornelius around the table, who was a Gentile. And there was a long list of reasons why Jew and Gentile did not eat together. But Peter continued to learn that God does not show partiality. And with that one sentence, the soil of our lives is loosened and new seeds are planted, that we might discover the sacred gift of widening the invitation to the tables of our lives, sharing them with others. Or we might discover the deep need for grace in a world that is quick to judge. Or we might discover the power of hope as we share the journey together. That we discover that God does not show partiality. That God's grace has a way of bringing people together. And when that happens, that alleluia starts to rise up inside of us yet again. When we moved to Alabama, we assumed we'd never see snow on the ground. But little did we know, there are snowflakes every single year. Dale Peterson tells that wonderful story about the snowflake hydrangea, which was found in Alabama, that Lauren Aldridge, who owned a nursery in Hoover, heard news about this unusual hydrangea in a person's backyard, and he went to see for himself, realizing it was something brand new. But he was concerned because the plant was dying. So he took 3 cuttings and he rooted them. But on one careless afternoon, a worker at the nursery, assuming that these little plants were weeds, threw them in the dumpster. Well, since that time, the original plant had died. And this type of hydrangea is sterile, so you can only grow them from cuttings. So the nursery workers, realizing the gravity of this dilemma, dived into the dumpster, retrieving the small plants. Only one of them survived, but it was enough for snowflake hydrangeas are now found around the world. That Mary thought Jesus was the gardener, and for good reason, because we spend a lifetime learning what it means to live as Easter people in a Good Friday world, knowing the hope that we have, because Easter cannot be stopped. That the seeds of grace and justice continue to break through the ground, because Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.